Not that he won't be able to eat, but if you're not going to be able to bring vegetables from outside Eretz Yisrael, so all the vegetables, all the tfuah, the wheat that's growing now, people are going to eat it right now. So there's not going to be anything left over to bring the shtei lechem and the yomer from. So therefore, we don't want you to make an extra month in Shvi'it itself. But now that Rebbe said it's mutter to bring vegetables or tfuah from Chutz Laretz, you won't run short. The tfuah that's growing in Eretz Yisrael, you'll keep it separate, set it aside. For that, you bring the yomer and the shtei lechem from. What do we need in between? We'll bring the vegetables, the tfuah from Chutz Laretz. So once we're allowed to bring the tfuah from Chutz Laretz, now there's no chshashim, nothing will go wrong on Shvi'is and on Metzoy Shvi'is. Now the gzera, why not to bring Teiris from Chutz Laretz, the Takan Chatan says is, Shechosh Hashem Yovi Yimoyim Gush Meyof Erasamin. So the gzera, maybe you bring the dirt. When you have a vegetable, you won't only bring the vegetable, you bring the dirt along with it. And Allah Rishim Metama B'maga B'masa V'yetamu Teiris Eretz Yisrael. Metchil, there was a gzera, you're not allowed to bring any vegetables from Chutz Laretz in Eretz Yisrael. Because when you bring the vegetables, we're afraid you bring some of the dirt along with it. And the dirt of Chutz Laretz is metama. So you'll be metama the Teiris Eretz Yisrael. So Metchil, the gzera was not to bring any vegetables in Eretz Yisrael. But later on, Rabbi Weissday saw was the Efsha to go without it. So he was matir, he took away that gzera. That even though Taki not allowed to bring the dirt in Eretz Yisrael, but a core part of the vegetables, the tfuah, you are allowed to bring in Eretz Yisrael. Right, the Tony, Ein Mavrin, is Omer Rebbe Mona, Hod the Yarmer, that you said also that there was an Inyan, that Metchila Bezdin should not make the extra month on Shavuos, or else on the eighth year, is Omer Rishayna, that was only said at the beginning, Shoya Shonim Kitikonim, that the years were very good, that the crops used to grow at the right time. Abel Achshav now, Shein HaShonim Kitikonim, the crops, the years, they don't grow so well anymore, he Shavuos, he shall shar shnei shavua. There shouldn't be any difference of making the extra month on Shvi'is or making it after Shvi'is. There shouldn't be any difference. And Tony shall base Rabban Gamliel, Ivra b'moitzoi Shvi'is miyad enechnami. He made an Ivra month, an extra year, an extra month they put into moitzoi Shvi'is, the year right after Shvi'is. So the Hezbr is like this. So the carbonate is mouth with the first part. That on Shvi'is itself, he says, Shoyu Hashonim Kitzkuna means, V'Yisrael Shrul Alad Mosim. It was only Bizman they had their Beis HaMikdash, that Klai Yisrael lived in Eretz Yisrael, Beis HaMikdash Chayim. Therefore, there's an Isser not to work on the grounds during Shvi'is. It's very hard to manage. Therefore, we don't want an extra month to be during Shvi'is. Abu Bizman Azir, Shein Beis HaMikdash Chayim. The Yoritz B'yad Nochrim, Ein Chilik Ben Shvi'is Hashash Shnei Shavua. The Yerlam Avram Afilu B'Shvi'is. Now there's no Isser not to make the extra month on Shvi'is. Because since the land belongs to the Goyim anyway, you're allowed to work on it. Or who did now? There's no Beis HaMikdash. There's no more korban of the Shtei Alechem and the Omer. So we don't need the Tzvuah to be around. It'll be mutter to next extra month on Shvi'is. What about Moitzoy Shvi'is? There's an Issa Chodesh involved. That's not gave him as man as there in Eretz Yisrael for sure. And now I'll eat from the new wheat until the second day of Pesach. So that the Takan Chatin says that at the good times means Shoya Shonim Kitikuna means Shoya Tfuah Mamaheras Lesbashel. The Tfuah used to grow nice and fast. The Nisan, it was already finished by Nisan. Therefore, if we put an extra month in between, you'll make the Ikka Chodesh go longer. But now he said the Tfuah doesn't grow so fast anyway. So anyway, by Pesach time, we don't have the new Tfuah. Therefore, you're not extending the Ikka Chodesh anyway. So therefore, you're allowed to make Moitzoy Shvi'is now the extra month. Because the Tfuah is not ripe anyway yet. So you have to wait anyway another month or two until it's right. By that time already you'll be a Beis Pesach, and you'll be mutter to eat from the Chodesh. Now the Gemara goes back. So originally the Gemara Shaila was, how do we know where's the Raya if Beis Din makes something Hefker that has put them in a Maisa? So he wanted to bring a Raya from this Din. It says, B'di'eved, if Beis Din made Shvi'is, an extra month, that made the seventh year in Ibiyah, so the extra month is also potem in a meiser. Why is it potem in a meiser? Because it hasn't been hefker only with the rabbanon. So that was the raya. The rabbanon can make it hefker to pot you from meiser. So Mary asks now, no, there's no raya. Omer Rabbi Ovan, ein min hador less. There's no raya at all from this case. Why? Less at shema min aklum. Hey, so in this case you don't have any raya at all. Why not? Because the pasuk says shomor es chodesh aviv. The pasuk says when you make Pesach, make sure it comes out in the spring. It means, Shomrayu sheyaviyo b'chidushay. It means, watch as the years to make sure Pesach comes out in the spring. In other words, the inyan to make an ibiyah, it's not a drabon likalocha, that's midiraisa. That the Raisa told we have to make an extra year. Samela, when the Rabbonin make it, when the Rabbonin makaveya, that this year is an extra year, it's not a Rabbonin dekalocha, that's a deraisa dekalocha. So if on Shriyas, the Rabbonin said this year Shriyas should have an extra month to it, once they said it's an extra month, it's not midi Rabbonin, it's midi Raisa. So the reason why you put them in a Maisa, because the Maisa is Shriyas this year. This year now it's midi Raisa. So you have no right the Rabbonin can make a hefker to pata for Maisa. This is a deraisa dekalocha. He says, "Shemreyu means Sheyavu Yachodesh Hazeh Bechidushom. For Lulei Hayisafes Achodesh Hazeh, if Bezdin will not add an extra month, Hayechaga Pesach Lepomim be a Mois Hachama. Or sometimes it'll be in the summertime. Or Pomim Mois Hachama will be in the middle of wintertime. Therefore, it's Midirais that you have to make the extra month. So when Bezdin makes the extra month on Shvius, Pshit it's Potem in a Maisa, because Midirais it's Shvius. So here you have Noraya. So Gemara says, Vahadayu Omado." Means where did we learn such a yisoid that Bezdin does have the right to pater us for Maisa when Bezdin makes something hefker from this halacha? There's a halacha like this: Godish shaloi loiket shaloi loiket. But here the gears of carbon aid means Godish shaloi liket means masnisni breish perakei depeyim vachi perushay mi shosav vehigdish es hamurim lemakim echod v'teich hasode shadayin loi loktu shom aniyim esaleket. Leket means when you cut off the tefuah off the stalks, the tefuah that falls to the ground, you have to leave, that's called leket, you have to leave it for the aniyim. You're not allowed to take it for yourself, you have to leave it on the ground. Now, before the aniyim had a chance to come and pick up this leket, what you did, all your bundles, you put on top of the leket. Hey, so all your bundles of tefuah that belong to you, you put on top of the leket. So now we have a suffix now, which bottom tefuah belongs to the aniyim, and which one belongs to you, we don't know. So what's the halacha? Is called Hanagas Boritz. The whole bottom layer of Tfua that touches the ground, the locker is Harehen Shalaniyim. They belong to the Niyim. Since it's a suffix, the bottom layer, which Tfua really belongs to them, which does not, so we make a din that all of it belongs to the Niyim. Now, the Yomer of Amr Rami says, Vishem Rebbe Shimon ben Lokish, the Beishamahi. This din to say that the whole bottom layer is Leket. And the din of leket is that the aniyim are potter from giving truma samaisris. That since leket is called a matnas aniyim, it's like hefker laniyim. There's also psukim to say that it's potter from truma samaisris. So Shimon ben Lakish said this brayta that says the whole bottom layer has the din of leket that the aniyim are potter from giving maaser only goes according to Beis Shammai. The Beis Hillel, because if it goes according to Beis Hillel, luchur aniyim oichlin umaisrim. You can't say the whole bottom layer should become leket. Because the bottom layer, some of it belongs to the balabas, and the tefuah that belongs to the balabas is mechuyev with trumas amaisers. So how could you say the whole thing is leket and it's potter for trumas amaiser? No, with the part that belongs to the balabas should be mechuyev with trumas amaisers. Now, what does this have to do with the machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel? Because there's a famous machlokes Beis Shammai holds that hefker laniyim hefi hefker. If something is only hefker for the aniyim to take it and not for an osher, that's also considered hefker. So here. The Rabbanan said this whole bottom layer now was like Hefkel Aniyim. So according to Beis Shammai, it's good the whole bottom layer is potter from Iser. Because since the Rabbanan said the whole bottom layer belongs to the Aniyim, it has a din Hefkel to it. Mashenkin Beis Hillel Shittur is Hefkel Aniyim lo yevi Hefkel. That's not called Hefkel. You can't be Mafkir, give up the rights only to certain people. Hefkel, he learns out from Shemitah, has to be that it's Hefkel Akhil. If it's able for anybody to come and take it, that's called Hefkel. But only to let certain people take it, it doesn't have a din hefker. So here, since the Rabbanan said this bottom layer, only the aniyim could take it, not Ashirim, it's not called hefker. So according to Beis Hillel, the bottom layer, the part that belongs to the balabos, should be mechuyev and trumas amaisrus. So therefore he says this brisa can't come out according to Beis Hillel. Because it says the whole bottom layer is leket. Mash mispotev and trumas amaisrus, that shouldn't be true according to Beis Hillel. The Yomalei Rabbi Yosef Gracie said no. Shamanu shupotem imaisa divrei hakol mishum kedosa. He answers back and says, "No, this brisa goes. This mishnah goes even according to Beis Hillel. That here the rabbanim mishum knas gave it a regular din hefker. And when Beis Din makes something hefker, the yisoid that hefker Beis Din hefker potters you min amaisa. That's why it's good that the mishnah says the whole bottom layer of tefuah is called leket. That means the aniyim have a right to take it and to have their din that potter min amaisa." Even though a lot of part of the bottom layer still really belongs to the balabos, which is not really lekid. So that's who is mechuyev betrumas ha'maaser. The teretz is once the rabbanan said this is hefker, and here mishum kenosa the rabbanan said it's mamish hefker. So hefker bez and hefker makes it to the spotim in a maaser. So from this Mishnah we see the aside that when Bezdin makes something hefker, it's 100% hefker, it's either potem in a maaser. And he says, Rabbi Yisayim, Shemana Shafilu Kebe Tilul, it goes, as you must meet him. The Chiv on the Consul Rabbonin, since Rabbonin made a Kenas here, the Hefkiron Ashibolim Shenoigis Boritz, the Imamish made a hefker, Hareyu Kehefke Bezdin, a potem in a maaser. So when Bezdin makes something hefker, then it is potem in a maaser. So for this Mishnah, you have a raya that Bezdin Hefker is 100% Hefker, that part is minimizing. So the Mishnah. B'chamisha seboy, on the 15th day of Adar, Shulchanos hayo yoshvim b'medina. He used to set out, Shulchanos means tables, that Bezdin used to put out people to exchange your money to give you a machsa shekel. People wanted to make sure they have the machsa shekel to give. He only had a whole shekel. So it used to be a shechonis means to change you over. We changed over the money to give you back the machsa shekel. So when they do it, chamisha sabay. So the mafarish has two pshat in here. It says shechonis shom l'shulchus of the shechonis v'kavim olav. Yeah. The medina means be Yerushalayim. One pshat is the medina means in Yerushalayim. The yesh mafarshim b'chol aretz Yisrael chus l'Yerushalayim. Or else says no. But all eretz Yisrael also they used to put out shechonis on the 15th day. Then, so it says again, b'chamisha saboy shechonos hayoshvim b'medina, that the shechonos was set up in the Medina, either it means in Yerushalayim or else nowhere else in Israel. B'chofei, on the 25th day of Adar, yoshvu b'migdash. Then the shechonos moved closer to the Beis HaMikdash, they sat there, and that's where they exchanged the money to make sure you should have a machsa shekel. Now, mishe yoshvu b'migdash, once the shechonos, the changes, moved to the Beis HaMikdash, now Bezdin went out, sent out shluchim, that whoever did not pay the machsa shekel now, they took a mashkin. But they went to you and said, are you ready to pay? That they said, no, we don't have the money now. They took a pledge away from you. They took a mashkin from you. On the 25th day of Adar already. As me, mamashkinin, who did the Bezdin go down to? Which people did they take a pledge away from them if they didn't give the machsa shekel yet? Leviim v'Yisraelim, from a Levi, from a Yisrael, the Gerim, a Ger, the Yavodim, Meshachrorim, and an Eved Kanani, if he's Meshachrorim, he's free. He has a loch like a regular Yisrael. Avoloi Noshim, but for women, they did not take a mashkin. The Yavodim, who are din Avodim, that are still slaves, an Eved Kanani, he has a din like an Isha, well, since he is also potter from a Shmach Pashekel, Uketanim, and a Kotan is also, they did not take a mashkin. They didn't go, if a Kotan didn't give a Machsa Shekel, they did not go take a pledge away from him. We'll soon see the Deacon in the Gemara. It's Mashma, they don't take a pledge away. A Mashma, if they want to give, though, they have a right to give. But even though they're potter, if they do give, though, we take it from them. V'chol koten shehischol oviv lishkol al yodoy. Any time you have a koten, even though the koten himself is potter for giving a Machsa Shekel. Because if then a Machsa Shekel is totally in kol over, halapkudim, whoever they counted, and they only counted you for 20 years and up. So up until 20 years, you're potter for the Machsa Shekel. That's called the cotton here. Even though you're over by mitzvah, until you become 20 years old, you're potter for giving a machsa shekel. But let's say your father decides to give a machsa shekel for you. The whole cotton, shehischel oviv lishkel ayodai. Anytime a father decides to give a machsa shekel for a son, is shuv ein apoisik. Once he does it one year, he has to now kesei to do it. He can't stop and just do it one year. He has to do it from now on. That's the locker also of his mind is there. When you give a machsa shekel for your son, if you do it one year, you have to continue doing it for him until he becomes 20 years old. And the Gomebel says, Shuvay Nepoisik, Oviv Milishko Beshviloi, Shoimim Loi, we tell you, Meyachash Nesatu Olov Hashon Neshovro, Vemarat Olov, Zoysa Mitzvah, once you decided to do the mitzvah of machsa shekel for your son last year, is Tain Olov Tomid, you have to say that every year that you give for your son, at Sheyagdav Latifsek, until he becomes old enough to do it for himself. Yeah. Then the Mishnah says, Ein Mamashkin Yasekahanim. But to a Kohen, even if he didn't give the Machsa Shekel by the 25th day of Adar, we did not take a pledge. We did not take a Mashkin away from him. Why not? Mifnei Darke Sholem. Because of Darke Sholem. We see in the Gemara why. Mefarsh B'Gemara. Some say Mishum Kovet, it means a Kovet of the Kohanim. To be Noye Kovet to the Kohanim, we never took a pledge away from them. But I call upon him, it's Mashmur Kohanim have the Chiyiv to give a Machsa Shekel.
just mishum kvoidom, to give them honor, we don't take a pledge away from them. But really, they have the chiyah to give a machsa shekel also. Omer Reb Yehuda says not like that. That Hayed ben Buchri biyavne, that kol koyin sheshoikol einachayta. Any koyin, if he wants to give a machsa shekel, is not doing a chet. In other words, Reb Yehuda holds that the kahanim are potter from giving the machsa shekel. There's no chiyah for them to give a machsa shekel. Just if they do give it, you should know they're not doing a chet. That's the chiddush. Like the first says, v'yapa pi shein echayev lishkol, still, if they give it, there's no chet. Because I would think that the locher is the giving the money of a machsa shekel, the money was used to buy a korbanos of a tzibur. That means the money had to belong to the tzibur. But maybe now the kahanim that are potter, if they give it, it's like private money. So you're not allowed to give private money for the korbanos tzibur. Kamash money, you're allowed to do it. But avada the kahanim Reb Yehuda hold just potter from the mitzvah. Just if they give it, ain't a chet, they're not doing a chet. That's Reb Yehuda shita. Omo loy Reb Yechonon ben Zakkai loy. That's not true. That's not emes. Loyki. The opposite way. Kahanim have a chiv to give a machsa shekel. And any kohen that does not give the machsa shekel is doing the chet. But I says there was a minute the kahanim did not give it, because the kahanim made a drosha, they made a toys, they dashed a posuk wrong for themselves. The kahanim dashed like this. There's a posuk that says, V'chol minchas kohen kolotiyah. Any time a kohen brings a mincha, his own mincha, the locher is you're not allowed to eat from it, no kolo tiyah, the whole thing has to be burnt up. So the kohen dasher for themselves, if they're going to give money for the machsa shekel, we buy menachis from it also. We buy the shtei lechem and shvuas from it, the mincha soima comes from it. So b'zoi, the pasuk says that b'chol minchas kohen kolo tiyah, lo yisayochel, you're not allowed to eat from it. So the kohen dasher, ho yil v'oimer, u shtei lechem, v'lechem aparim shalanu haim. Since they bring these oimers from the money of the machsa shekel. Now, if we're going to give money to the machsa shekel, comes out that these menachas are our menachas, his heich necholim. How are you going to be allowed to eat the shteir lechem and the lechem upon him and the korban oimer? So that was the kahanim's raya that we're not allowed to give the machsa shekel. Because if we give the machsa shekel, these oimer will blind a minchas kohen, and the din of a minchas kohen is you're supposed to burn it and not eat it. So that's the way they dashen. And Musul's Tin Gemara, they made a toys. In real, that's not pshat. That the pshat is if a kohen brings a korban for himself, his own private korban, then the din is you're not allowed to eat it. But avad, if a kohen brings a beshutzvis with the rest of Klal Yisrael, then there's a din you're allowed to eat it. But that's Reb Yechonon ben Zakkai's pshat is that kohanim were mechuyif to give the machsa shekel. Just they made a mistake. That's why they didn't do it. So the kitzus machlekes nemishter Reb Yehuda and Reb Yechonon ben Zakkai, if kohanim are mechuyif to give a machsa shekel or not. So Gemara says like this: Ein mamashkin et ketanim. It says, well, we don't take a pledge away from a katan, away from an isha, away from an eved. So the diik is, holetzvoya toivim. We don't take a pledge away from them, but metchilu we go down to ask them. We ask the women and the avodim and the ktanim, go and give a machsa shekel. Just if they say no, we don't force them. So the chura and the gemara, hoda the taimah, v'shevishtei cyrus. That they will go down to ask a katan to give it, pshit the soni if you're really bar mitzvah. Avlim lohevi bei cyrus loy. But if he didn't, if he's a cotton, there's not even a gold deal, he doesn't have base iris, then shit, there's no Indian even to ask him to do it. Two Cyrus, those are 2 hairs. He's not a simon gold deal. He doesn't have a din gold deal yet. Like you have to be 13 years old and have 2 hairs by the mokim, then you're called a gold deal. Yeah. Ula mashkin, aim mashkinin. So we're saying now, when a cotton becomes bar mitzvah, then the din is with taveya. Then we ask him to give it. If he says no, we don't take a mashkin away from it. When do we start taking away a mashkin from a katan? The girsha should be, the goyin says, ma'ein mashkin, ad shiyovi bein esrim. Until it becomes 20 years old. When it becomes 20 years old, then he has his own chiyah to give the machsa shekel, and that's the time when we take away a mashkin from him, if he doesn't give it. That should be the real girsha. The korban also be not the second girsha. Hoch yasim lo mashkin, ein mashkin, ad shiyei ben chof. Well, that's the cloud that Master Shekel is totally in the minion when they went to count, and they only counted you when you're 20 years old and up. So up until 20 years, you have no chiyah to give the Master Shekel. Just we do ask it from you after your bar mitzvah. If you want to give it, you can give it, but you're not, but you're, if you don't, we don't take a mashkin away from you. Vaitam. Kini mas nisin, our Mishnah says, from Kahanim, we don't take a mashkin. So our Mishnah says, why not? Mifnei darke sholem. So Yerushalmi says, Kino, change around the Mishnah a little bit. The reason why we don't do it is not because of Shalom, but rather we're supposed to give covet to the Kohanim. So Korneba learns the Pshat is, the Darke Shalom, what does it mean? Hainam of Neha covet. Lefi Shavoides HaKabonis Aleim. V'chihecho Deleleisi Lentsuye. Since they're doing the work of the Kabonis, we don't want them to come to fight, therefore we don't make a maskin from them. That's one Pshat. We have to be knowing respect, special honor to a kohen. Like the pasuk says, you have to be mekadesh a kohen. The yisur aleka, the chiva that nai beznu alos the lidvoys hey mechlo kohanim. There's no issue if they don't give because bezn does it for them. But I call upon them, we don't take a pledge away from kohanim because we have to be knowing covered. They're a covered to the kohanim. Amar Reb Yehuda heyit. Then the Mishnah says, what is the machlekes in the Mishnah of Yehuda and of Yochanan and Zakkai? Does the Kohen have a chiv to give a machzor shekel or not? So more says like this. Omer Rebbe Brachia. Time of the Rebbe Yochanan and Zakkai, what's the pshat from Yochanan and Zakkai? How does he know that a Kohen is mechuyi to give the machzor shekel? Because the pasuk says, ze yitnu. From here you should take the machzor shekel. With dashin ze means yud bei shvotim yitnu. All yud bei shvotim have a chiv to give the machzor shekel. So there is b'gematria shnei moser, v'kahana v'aloviyim b'chlaum. Therefore, a kohen and a levi, they also have a chiyuv to give a machzor shekel. That's Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's raya. Rabbi Tovya b'shem Rav Amnuna. Kain, misheyovin chachomim l'Rabbi Yehuda. You know what the chachomim answered back to Rabbi Yehuda? Because Rabbi Yehuda was the one that said the kahanim are potter from giving a machzor shekel. And if Yehuda had a raya to say that the Kohanim dashin is possibly chura, that if they would give the machzor shekel, the kabonis with the mincha would belong to them, and you can't eat it. So how did the Chachamim answer back to Yehuda? It said like this: Chatis yochid mesa. There is halacha from a korban chatis. Certain times it's mesa. The bailam a mes. There are five times you kill a chatis a mesa. Abe ein chatis siba mesa. By shaking a korban siba if it's a chatis, even though these five tanoim happen, we don't kill it. So what do they mean to say? That there's a difference between a korban yochid and a korban sibur. Here's here also, minches ha-yochid krev ha-kolol. That that you dash in a pasuk to say, that kol v'chol minchas koin kolol t'yeloise yochol, that a koin mincha, you're not allowed to eat, that's only a minchas yochid, a private mincha that the koin brings himself. Ma'ashen kein v'yein minchas ha-tzibur krev ha-kolol. But if you have a mincha that comes machmas ha-tzibur, everybody gives money together, the Kohanim and the Tzibur together, the Kohen is only a shutif, only a partner in this mincha, there's no halacha of kula kolol. You don't have to burn the whole mincha. Havada from the mincha soimer. And with the lechem upon him, and the shtei lechem, havada the Kohanim are allowed to eat. Hey, that's why the Kohanim only made a mistake. That's what the Chumim answered back to Rav Yehuda. So the Mara Akashia now, Akashia, Meshivin liyodam dover sheina moidaboy. Can you ask Akashia and Rav Yehuda to something that he does not hold from? In other words, what did the Rabbanan ask of Yehuda? That if Yehuda said, just like by a korb, by a minchas yochid, a kohen can't eat it, who are then a minchas tzibur also a kohen can't eat it? So he asked the kasha back, we see a difference by a chatis yochid and a chatis tzibur. For the Gemara, but if Yehuda does not hold there's any chilek between a chatis yochid and a chatis tzibur. That's none we learned. Shein a chatis tzibur mesa. That's a Tanakama. True, chatis mesa, a tzibur, there's no din a chatis has to die by a korb and tzibur. Of Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, what's Rabbi Yehuda Shitter? He holds Thomas. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't know, even a Chatis Tzibur is also Thomas. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, he holds there's no difference between a Tzibur and a Yochid. So maybe Rabbi Yehuda, Dashin is Pasuk very good. Just like if a Kohen brings his own private Mincha, that then his Kolotiyah has to be burnt, so how could he give the Machzor Shekel of life his Mincha, he'll have to burn it. So the Mara Bumoysev Lonzu, I'll bring you another Raya, another Kashadin. This is the way the Rabbonin was supposed to ask back to Rabbi Yehuda. Loy nidvas yochri, that this is not a nidavas yochid. In other words, not, don't make your raya from chatis tzibur. Nastami asked directly that the din that a kohen's mincha is burnt only a korban yochid. Ma'ashen can hear that it's a korban tzibur. There's no din that has to be burnt. The different. The mavahu ma'isav lozu, and they ask now a different kasha now. The ma'isav lozu loy nidvas yochri. This is a kasha now that Rabbi Yehuda asked back. This is another kasha Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai asked Rabbi Yehuda. That according to you, Rabbi Yehuda, you hold the Kohanim are potter from giving the Machzor Shekel. So if they're potter from giving it, how are they allowed to give it? If they give the money, the Chur is called the Nedavas Yochri. They're giving their own private money, they're not mechuyev to give.
And the lacha from the kabonis has to be a korban tzibur means the money has to come from the tzibur. So if you're mechuyev to give the matzah shekel, you give it over to the tzibur, it's called the tzibur's money. But if it's your own private money, not mechuyev to give, you can't give your own private in the dover, it won't be called the korban tzibur. We in the Mesav they gave a teres, that wouldn't be a kashya of Yehuda. He holds that kivon shenimtzur letzibur, kemishun nidvas tzibur. That even though the kanam apotah, they don't have to give it, but if they do give it, the pshat is not giving their own private money. Havada, they're makna the money that should belong to the tzibur. So now again, it's called the money is coming from the tzibur. So that's problem of Yehuda. A kain is potah from the master shekel, but if he wants to, he gives over the money, b'teres and nidvas tzibur, that it belongs to the tzibur. The Mark Siv, it says in the Pasuk, Koloiver ala Pekudim. Who has to give the Machta Shekel? Whoever went or whoever were counted by. Whoever went over the Pekudim. Is Rav Yudav Rav Nechemi, it's a Machlokes. Chadam in the Pasuk means, Kol Diover Biyama. Whoever went over the Yamsuf, they have to give the Machta Shekel. Which means even Kahanim also have to give a Machta Shekel. Yitain. Vecharna Onor, Omar and Charna says though, Kol Diover ala Pekudayu. Whoever went over the count, whenever they counted the people, that's the one that has to give the Machta Shekel. Is Yitain. Is man the yama called the yama the yama? The one that says it means whoever went over the yamsuf is yitain is mesayin of yechim and zakai. That's the right of yechim and zakai that even kahanim also have the chiyah to give the machzah shekel because the kahanim went over the yamsuf. Of a man the yama called the yama for kedayu. The pshat in this pasuk is whoever was counted is yitain mesayin of ben buchri. It's the right of ben buchri shittim that the kahanim was not counted with the rest of Klal Yisrael. So since they weren't counted together with the rest of Klai's realm, they attack a potter from giving the Machzah Shekel. So that's the Mishnah. Afo pi shomru, even though it's learned, ein mamashkinin, noshim v'yavodim muktanim, that we don't take away a mashkin from a pledge, from an isha that doesn't want to give the Machzah Shekel or the avodim muktanim, avolim shoklu mekablim yodim. But if they give the Machzah Shekel, we accept it from them. But even though they're potter, still we accept it. And like we said in the Gemara before, that when they do give it over, they have to give it over to the terrorists and nidvas tzibur. They give it over to the tzibur. It's really the Ksais says the kasha by a cotton, it's shver. The chura cotton can't be makter anything. So when the cotton gives his master shekel to the tzibur, he can't be makter to them. So chura blibes his own private money, he should blibe a nidvas tzibur. So he says the pshat is about midirabonin dom. When a cotton comes to the age of piyutas, he comes to the age of a ben das, he understands a little bit, his kinyan is chal midirabonin. So a kinyan midirabonin helps midiraisa. It's about midirabonin is makma to the tzibur, midiraisa is also considered a good kinyan. Mashankena nochrib yakusi yagoyim sheshoklu ein mekabla mihem. If they give a machsa shekel, we're not mekablet from a goy or from a kusi. We don't accept from them the birds for a zovin, for their korbin, for kani zovois, for kani yodois, for chatois v'yashomis. This is the cloud. Kol shen nidav v'nidav mekablim yodim. Any type of a korbin that comes with us in the dova that you could make up, a goy could do it, we're mekabel from them. Kol shen nidav v'nidav, anything that doesn't come with us in the dova, that's only a chiv, ain't mekablim yodim. You can't be mekabel any type of a korbin from a goy that comes with us a choy. So the machsa shekel, which is a choyv, we can't accept from them. V'chein mefurish aydei Ezra. It says v'Ezra, the Pasuk says, Shenemar, loy lochem v'lelonu livnes beis l'lokeinu. When the goyim came and said, we want to help you along with the beis hamikdash to give you money for it, Ezra said, no, you can't help us along in building the beis hamikdash. The beis hamikdash is not to be built from the goyim, it's only from the yidden. Therefore, if the goyim come and give a machsa shekel, the lochem is, we're not mekablet from them. Alright, we'll stop here.